What's up, everyone? I'm Joe Lemon. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. You know what? So I want to do a brand new series with you guys about podcast advertising. For anyone that is interested in really trying to break into podcasting, I want to walk this through on a very slow step-by-step process, very similar to how I did with launching your own podcast. So I'm going to take my time with it. And there's a lot of big reasons for it. I mean, you're like, why talk about advertising? Advertising sucks. But, you know, there's a lot of big benefits people are doing from podcast advertising. And whether that's just launching pre-rolls or mid-rolls or even going deeper into doing your own branded podcast. So for those that don't know, a couple things that are going on throughout the market, like last year, that there was over $479 million spent on podcast advertising alone. And that's an uptick of 53% from back in 2017, whenever it was $314 million spent. And based on the trends, they're saying that it's going to be at $1 billion in podcast advertising alone by 2021. So, you know, as you guys know, podcasting is really one of those spaces that I believe is going to evolve and grow, especially with smart speakers having their reign and really taking their whole play. I mean, I'm recording this on a Monday and it's Amazon Prime Day, and I'm just looking at all the things that Amazon's lining themselves up to do. They got the QVC video thing happening where you can buy products online. You can order right through Alexa that's in my living room. I mean, so it's really becoming interesting about how these smart speakers are going to have more and more space and more control over how we go about marketing our products and advertising them and getting the word out. My personal thoughts are that it's going to look a lot like how Google's platform was with SEO, and it's one of the hottest reasons why podcasting is going to be great, because it's just like early stage blogs. Like if you had a good blog, then you were able to flip that into talking about things that were going on in your industry, therefore driving people to your page and eventually driving to a service or product that would turn to some dollars for you. Same thing with podcasting, talking about top high-level things that matter to you or matter to your audience and driving that towards a product or service. And they're going to start having targeting done through that, through the smart speakers. So let's talk about it, right? So, well, actually, I want to take it slow. Let me say that. And there's a lot of things happening with podcasting, like the geo-targeting. That's a conversation. What type of podcast ad do you want to get into? The pre-rolls, the mid-roll, post-roll, your own branded content. A lot of different routes or pathways to walk down there, as well as, you know, just talking about the overall cost. Like, what's that cost range and how do you go about finding a good deal on a podcast ad? Because what people don't know is not this one place that you go and blast out and get your podcasting out to everyone. A lot of platforms are trying to make it that, but there's not one set place. You literally can cold call podcasters and start getting their rates, and they're going to vary based off how many downloads they have or just how great of a podcaster they think they are. So, man, it's really wide open. It's the Wild Wild West when it comes to finding out where to podcast and how much to spend on podcast ads. And, I mean, obviously, advertising on my Joe Lemon Experience podcast is going to cost you a lot less than advertising on Joe Rogan's podcast, right? So a lot of different ways to kind of look at that piece of the business as well. But where I want to start is, let's start with the creative, right? And it should be really basic. I think that all the ads should be no more than 30 seconds. That's my personal take, max. I think you'd start losing people if you start beating them down their throat with something. So less than 30 second ads. I like pre-roll ads. That means they go in the very beginning of the podcast. There's live mid-roll reads. There's a place for that as well. But it should really just be a simple story that you tell. You start with a personal story, or you start with something that is connected to the guest or the audience. That's something that they're going to really resonate with, using their language that's going to draw them in. And discuss the benefits and the outcomes of your product or service. And then close with a call to action. Three simple steps. Storytelling, number one, something that's tied right to the host, because people are normally tuning into the host because they like the host. Two, talk about the benefits, not the features. Talk about the outcomes that your products or your service is going to provide, and then close it out with a call to action, normally driving them to a website or a platform where you guys can keep the conversation going. So I'll talk about some of the mistakes with advertising as well, and some hard things I've learned along the way. But if you want to learn more about this, if you got questions immediately about podcasts, or you need help trying to find the right podcast, hit me up. That's what I do. I link you guys up with the right podcast for your product or service. Find the right voice that's going to resonate, or the right audience that's going to best connect. So with that said, guys, I'm out. I'm recording this outside. Sorry for all the background noise, but I had to get this podcast out. And by the way, I'll be in Seattle. So if you guys are there for the MozCon conference, or you would love to network or work out together, or just talk shop, I mean, I'm always open for that. Feel free to reach me on LinkedIn. I'm at Joe Alex Lemon, or on Instagram at sales_culture. Until next time, you guys be phenomenal.
Struggling to connect with buyers in an overcrowded, noisy sales landscape? Today's buyers want more than a spray and pray email blast. Launch a podcast and collaborate on content with people that matter most in your industry. Learn more at salesculture.work.